Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another wonderful Wednesday. Thank you to those of you who completed the pupil daily check-in and who have been updating the teachers as you go along on how hard or easy you're finding the work on Teams. During this week, we've all been discussing and talking about National Mental Health Week and what we can do to take care of our mental health, just like we do for our physical health. Many of the things that we do for our physical health also help to keep us mentally fit. It's because we're an amazing human being and that all of our person works together seamlessly. It's only when we're unwell or have a medical condition, become unfit or grow very quickly that our bodies don't seem to do things as easily or smoothly. I know that certainly after a very long holiday when you come into school, I often think about how much taller you are, or even ask if your parents and carers have planted you into a grow bag and veggie lots because you've gained so much height. Sometimes it makes you a little less coordinated and a little bit gangly, just until you grow into yourself. So as I was saying, keeping your physical and mental health in tip-top condition can be done with some of the same things. A good night's sleep is a powerful tool to improve our energy levels and our mood. Good nutrition, which is eating a balance of all the right things, helps us to make sure that we all have the right amount of vitamins and minerals and energy to do what we all need to do. Exercise improves our muscles, including our heart, and our mood. But what do we do when things aren't right? When things feel sore or just plain wrong? If you get a sore tummy for no apparent reason? Well, for you, the first thing you should do is tell the adult who's looking after you at the time and see if they can help you. You can use the tools from your wellbeing toolkit to help you as well. You might just need to have a drink or go to the toilet or have something to eat, talk to someone, or even just distract yourself. If it's not something the adults around you can help with, you might even need to visit a doctor or a nurse, and that's okay, because they have other things that they can do to work out what's wrong. Parents and carers are just the same. If there's something wrong or sore, they use their own experience to try and work it out and work out what's wrong. They talk to people who might help them, and they go to see the nurse or the doctor just like you. It's okay not to feel okay all of the time. But we also need to remember that keeping well includes talking to people who can help us for when we don't feel okay. I'm at the Hub today, so any of you going there today, can you please remember to wear your sunscreen, as it's supposed to be hot later on. Finally, the best part of the day, primary one joke time. How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh? 10 tickles. Have a wonderful day, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Bye.